Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
The Movie Review with Gail Edmonds.
And it is the turn of the movie The Post, starring Meryl Streep, who was nominated for an Academy Award once again, as well as Tom Hanks, and directed by the incredibly talented Steven Spielberg. Gail Edmonds, a managing editor and movie writer for City Press, what did you think of the movie? Good morning.
Hi, Africa. I must say it was a really beautifully made film. It's layered, you know, as it would be with Steven Spielberg in charge. And the co-screenwriter, Josh Singer, also did Spotlight, and he did The Fifth Estate. So this is his third film to kind of deal with the press, the freedom of the press, and how we need to keep politicians well in check. And I think if the South Africans need to go and see this about the Pentagon Papers to get a feeling for what it's like, what it must have been like in the newsrooms when the Gupta emails landed, because there's nothing quite like a room full of meerkat journalists when something like this lands, which is actually one of my favorite scenes, when they get a sort of anonymous drop-off of a shoebox with some of the papers at the Washington Post, and they all like, the excitement in the room is amazing, and then when they get their hands on all of them, well, then it's like Christmas 100 times a day for the journalists there. But it's... But it's very well made, and obviously in America it's very well timed. And Steven Spielberg sort of did it all, start to finish, in, I think, 9 months, which is pretty, you know, literally everything needed to create the film was done in order to get it out in time. So, and that you do not feel at all. I mean, Tom Hanks is always, I am a big Tom Hanks fan and a big Meryl Streep fan. So from that point of view, it's a no-brainer for me, and I love Steven Spielberg. But the interesting thing is that it takes on a lot of issues in sort of Kay Graham, you know, the publisher of the Washington Post, who came to the job after her husband committed suicide, and her father actually handed the business on. He bought it on a bankruptcy auction in 1933, her father, and instead of giving it to her, he gave it to her husband. So she came to it late, was under, I think, her father not giving her the business, probably very undermining for her confidence. And one of the things Streep's character does is Streep shows how this woman builds her confidence in rooms and rooms full of men to actually get to the point where she takes a huge decision to go against the court ruling and publish the Pentagon Papers. So that's element of it. And then, of course, there's Ben Bradley, the editor, and his son, coincidentally, is the editor is one of the editors in Spotlight who oversaw that investigation. So the sort of journalism ink runs deep in his family as well. So it's a very fascinating movie. And at one point, because they were also sort of Washington social elites. They come from wealthy families. They socialize with the likes of John Kennedy. And at one point, Ben Bradley says, you know, you cannot be friends with politicians. You've got to hold them to account. And I think that's one of the most important things here, is that it reminds journalists that they actually serve, as the Supreme Justice says, they to serve the governed, not the governors. And this was actually, it's a very powerful film. And if you do love print, and I'm ashamed to say I do, I know that data bundles are all the rage, but there is something amazing about when they put the printing presses on, you know, and the guys sitting on their desks can feel the printing press below kind of churning out this information. So it is, as a lot of reviewers have said, an ode to sort of the golden age of print journalism, but it is about journalism, and even in changing formats, that the importance of digging and questioning and exposing is actually more important than ever before because of the misinformation available.
And what I loved about Steven Spielberg's treatment of the movie is that the depiction of how an administration with all its power and might is willing and is able to utilize every single aspect of it to try and obviously crush a story if it deems it too dangerous for its liking.
Absolutely. And I mean, this story is very dangerous because it was four US presidents that had effectively lied to the American public about just how useless it was to go into Vietnam. So they kept sending people's sons to die. And I think that from that point of view, there's a sort of moral question over the the justice arm of the American government siding with the government in something like this. So it isn't interesting, as you say, that an administration willing to use any means necessary to crush what is an actual fact, something that should be out there because they're supposed to serve the public. So from that point of view, that the at least the Supreme Court of America sees sense. But it is interesting.
Remind me, the post, I think, is one of the Best Picture nominees at the Academies, yes. But Steven Spielberg not picking up a director award, which is understandable given this movie. I mean, he's presented it in the most beautiful textured way, but it's not his most iconic work, I don't think.
I was going to say, you know, he's unable to do a bad job. It's a beautiful job. There's nothing wrong with it. And in another year, possibly he would have got a nomination. But I think this year is quite wide open in the Oscars. There's a lot of good stuff out there, more so than some years. So I think maybe he just didn't make the cut. Maybe he was sort of sixth on the list, you know?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't take away from, same as Tom Hanks, he didn't get a Best Actor nod, but in another year he would have. So I think that it is not so much down to the film falling short, but more that just the competition was fiercer this year.
Meryl is one of the five nominees for the Best Actress Award, and I don't think she'll pick it up. Her performance is good. It's solid. It's Meryl, so therefore she will deliver, no doubt. But it's not. This is not the year that she's going to pick up a fourth Academy, not for this performance at least anyway. Having said all of that, it is still an extraordinary piece of film work and an important piece of film work given our own challenges in South Africa and what we're going through. And it almost, I remember walking out of there and thinking, I am so glad we have a constitutional democracy where we still have some measure of independence as far as the media is concerned, and we can report on whatever we think is in the best interest of our readers, our viewers, and obviously our listeners when it comes to radio. Because we cannot underestimate the importance of information and true information to empower the electorate at the end of the day.
And I also think you cannot underestimate the ability of politicians to tell you great big whopping lies. So you do need journalists and people, and also whistleblowers, because he's a bit of an unsung hero, but you need those people brave enough. He spent months taking those papers out in the days before memory sticks and photocopying each and every page of a gigantic report, cutting off the top secret and the page numbers and getting it out. I mean, that's an incredible amount of courage. I mean, it's something that a lot of people wouldn't do, but we're very grateful that people do it. So I think that's important too.
It's an important movie. It's called The Post, starring Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep, directed by Steven Spielberg. It's out now. Do go and see it because it is very good. The other movie I went to go see, Gail, not by choice, is The Maze Runner, the last of the...
I haven't actually seen that series. Perhaps I'll watch them 1, 2, 3.
Please
or
don't.
Not.
Spare yourself.
Twilight. Why did we have to do Twilight?
It's 2 hours and 23 minutes of a movie, which for people who are fans of the series, I suppose, you know, you'll be satisfied. It's a neat way of concluding the stories, I am told. The acting is inferior, I find. The only good thing about it, if you are Kryptonian, is to try and guess which buildings they were using for the various scenes, because obviously it was filmed in Cape Town.
Yes.
So you see the Cape Town International Convention Center used quite beautifully, the Western Hotel right next to it. You see the Portside building used beautifully, the Artscape, the old Standard Bank building is in shot, and it obviously is CGI'd the hell out of Cape Town. And so you have an idea of what this city might look like had we had the money that the Arabs have in the Middle East and the ingenuity that the Manhattan developers had in New York. So really the only thing that makes it worth sitting through for 2 hours and 23 minutes is spotting the various spots of Cape Town. It is beautiful from that aspect. But otherwise it's a waste of a movie.
I'll give it a skip.
Please
I'll wait
do.
For it to be on video so I can fast forward.
Gail Edmonds, thank you very much. It is always a pleasure chatting to you on a Sunday morning. We're talking there about The Post, which is a movie that you must go and see. Gail Edmonds is the managing editor for City Press, as well as movie writer for that newspaper.